for Melody Ranch and Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again.
That's right, folks. It's another visit with all the gang here at Melody Ranch. There's Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, the Gene Autry Blue Jeans, Carl Kottner's Melody Ranch Hardway 6, and yours truly, Charlie Lyon. Right now, though, meet the boss man himself, America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
I'm heading back to Dixie, the place I long to be, where the cotton grows and the Suwannee flows, that's home sweet home to me. Where they meet you and they greet you with a great big how you all. Well, shut my mouth, I'm heading south on the Dixie Cannonball. On the Dixie Cannonball, on the Dixie Cannonball. Just listen to the whistle, it'll thrill you one and all. And I know there's someone waiting with a great big how you all. Well, shut my mouth, I'm heading south on the Dixie Cannonball. The whistle, it'll thrill you one and all. And I know there's someone waiting with a great big how you all. Well, shut my mouth, I'm heading south on the Dixie Cannonball. Well, hi there, friends and neighbors, and welcome once more to Melody Ranch. I hope it lives up to your expectations. I let my heart fall into careless hands, careless hands that broke my heart in two. You held my dreams like worthless grains of sand, careless hands. Don't care when dreams slip through. I brought you joy, and dear, I love you so. But all that sunshine didn't make the roses grow. If you don't change, someday you'll understand. Sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to love.
Well, thank you, folks. I'm glad you like that good old song.
I'll thank you in the future to address me as Mr. Buttram, and I want you to show me the proper respect. I just paid $50 to find out about my ancestors.
So, for $100, you can pay them off and keep quiet about it.
Now, you just stop that. I just found out that I'm one of the 400, marked down to 398. Well, I found out that I had a great-grandpappy that forged ahead with Lincoln at Gettysburg.
Oh.
He forged with Grant at Richmond, and he forged with Washington at Valley Forge.
Was he a soldier?
No, he was a forger. He was... Hey, now, wait a minute. Hey, that don't sound right, does it?
No, but I bet if he's like you, he was. Yeah.
Mr. Ardrey, now, my family was all honest as the day was long. We found out when we checked up that my great-great-great-great... Let's see, how many greats is that? My great-great-great-great cousin Twombly He was paymaster for Napoleon's army. When Napoleon went north with the army, my cousin went south with the treasury. He was the... Hey, how come they always come out that way? I don't know. Now then, would you like to hear about my relative that came from royalty?
Nope.
Well... You're going to hear it anyway. This here relative, he was very, very big in the king's court. And finally, in recognition of all he had done, the king gave him the Order of the Bath.
What happened?
Well, he took the order, but he wouldn't take the bath.
Just like you again.
Oh, no, wait. And furthermore, I figure you might not believe all these historical happenings, so I got a picture here to show you.
Oh, a picture. Yeah, let's see it.
Yeah. Thank you for that brilliant reading. Now, here it is. Here's a picture of my great-grand-uncle and Sitting Bull.
Oh, I see Sitting Bull, but where's your grand-uncle?
Who do you think he's sitting on? Yes, sirree. I'm sure that in my veins, I've got real blue blood.
Hmm. Well, that'll come in handy if you ever want to fill a pen.
I don't know. You're just downright jealous. That's what you are. You're jealous that you ain't in high society like I am.
Oh.
Well, one of my ancestors even had a lot to do with that famous ride of Paul Revere.
Is that so?
Yes.
Was he the one that sent the message?
Nope.
Was he the one that first discovered the attack?
Nope.
Was he the one that figured the route to ride?
Nope.
Then what did he do?
He was the only one in the neighborhood that had $2 on the horse to win. So long, Mr. Ivory.
Well, so long, Patrick. There goes Buttram hobnobbing with fate. You know, come to think of it, he hobnobs when there's no knobs to hob. Well, let's hear from the Cass County boys.
There's a home in Wyoming, far across the Great Divide. Skies are brighter, hearts are lighter, and the door is open wide. There's a girl in Wyoming, neath the prairie stars that shine. Let me wander way out yonder to that old sweetheart of mine. Once more we'll ride, ride, ride down the sunset trail together, side by side. All alone in the gloaming, we will plan a nest for two. Just a home in, oh, Wyoming, in the land where dreams come true. Once more we'll ride, ride, ride down the sunset trail together, side by side. All alone in the gloaming, we will plan a nest for two. Just a home in, oh, Wyoming, in the land where dreams come true.
Well done, Cass County boys. That's a home that we could all enjoy.
When you climb to the highest mountain, when a cloud holds the sunshine in, suddenly there's a valley where the earth knows peace with man. When a storm hides the distant rainbow, and you think you can't find the
the falling rain. When you think there's no bright road and you feel you can't try again, suddenly there's a valley where hope and love begin.
Suddenly there's a valley
where hope and love begin.
Thank you, gang. Thank you.
Say, Gene, that Frontier Day celebration and rodeo over at Rimrock next week promises to be a humdinger from out of here.
Yes, Charlie. It should be exciting.
Affairs like that generally are.
But sometimes all the excitement doesn't take place in the arena.
Oh, that's so?
Yes, sir. I can remember a railroad trip to Pine City where I'd been asked to appear. The train I traveled on was a local that included only one passenger car. As we rolled along, I became acquainted with the man sitting right next to me. And I learned that he was the treasurer of the Pine City Rodeo Association.
Oh, Mr. Autry, it'll be a thrilling affair. It'll be positively exciting, reliving the days of the Old West.
I understand the association's put up quite a large sum of prize money.
$10,000, Mr. Autry.
Mm.
Yes, indeed. Oh, well, bless my soul. The train seems to be slowing down.
Well, it shouldn't be this soon, Mr. Finley. We're still quite a ways from Horseshoe Bend.
Oh, well, here comes the conductor. I beg your pardon, sir, but why are we stopping?
I don't know. I'm on my way to find out now.
Okay, everybody. Hey! Get your hands up!
Oh, my goodness! Masked men.
Keep your seat, Mr. Finley. It's a holdup.
Everybody stay in your seats and keep your hands up.
Oh, dear me. Oh, I've got to get away. They mustn't...
Easy, Mr. Finley. These men look like they mean business.
Don't you doubt it. Now let's have all your money and jewelry. And don't try holding out. Okay, lady, you're first.
Well, they kept us covered while one of them came down the aisle collecting everything that seemed to be of value. I didn't dare make a move because the coach was crowded and I was afraid someone would get killed.
All right, Mr. Finley. What's in the satchel?
Yeah, the satchel? Why, nothing, nothing. No, just some personal papers.
Oh, yeah? Hand it over. I said hand it over.
Take it easy now, bud. There's no use for that.
You take it easy, cowboy. Unless you want my partner to pump some slugs into your back. Say, that's a mighty fine pair of guns you're wearing. Mighty nice. Hand them over.
Why, sure.
Hold it. On second thought, just keep your hands up. I'll take the guns. That's better. Let's go, Pete.
And don't anybody get any ideas about following us, understand?
Stop them! Stop them, somebody! All the rodeo prize money was in that satchel, Mr. Autry. $10,000 in cash.
It was around 9 o'clock that night when the train pulled into Pine City. There was a pretty good crowd at the station, and everybody, including Mayor Kirby, seemed mighty happy. Mr. Finley collared his honor right away and told him what had happened.
Hold up, eh? Well. Did you hear that, folks?
I see nothing to laugh about.
Look, Mr. Mayor, do you mind telling us what is so funny?
Mr. Autry, that little holdup on the train was staged to get you all in the spirit of the old frontier days, so to speak. I'd like to see the expression on your face, Mr. Finley, when those masked men got aboard at Horseshoe Bend.
But they didn't.
That holdup was staged long before we got there, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, is that so? Well, I guess the Logan boys changed their plans. All right, folks. You're all invited to the meeting hall to pick up your valuables, and there'll be refreshments and grub for everybody.
Yeah. We waited over an hour at the meeting hall, but the Logan boys didn't show up. And folks were beginning to get a little restless. That's when the mayor and I decided to ride over to the Logan place, the other end of town.
Hey, doesn't seem to be anybody home.
Door isn't locked.
I'll light the match. Jumping Jupiter. Look over there, Mr. Autry. The Logan boys. Both bound and gagged.
Well, Mr. Mayor, from the looks of this, somebody else beat the Logan boys to that fake holdup. Only they weren't faking.
Don't say I didn't warn you, Mayor. I was against this fool stunt from the start.
And I agree, Sheriff. Why, the idea was absolutely idiotic.
All right, all right. How'd I know it was going to turn out this way?
We've got to get that prize money back. What will the association say? Oh, I'll be disgraced.
Simmer down, Miss Finley. We're doing all we can. Sheriff's office.
Oh, hello, Sheriff.
How'd you make out, Gene?
Well, just had to talk with the train engineer. I've picked up some mighty interesting information.
Good.
Do you know where George Davis lives?
The conductor? Sure.
Well, get over to his place as fast as you can. I'll meet you there.
Let's have a look through this window.
He's in there, but he's not alone.
Hey, look. There's my satchel on that table over there. And your guns, Mr. Archer.
All right, Jake. Here's what I promised you for the job. Now, you'd better clear out.
Don't worry. I'm meeting Pete, and we're getting out of town fast. You better do likewise.
He's coming out. I'll take him, Gene.
No. Follow him, Sheriff. Let him lead you to his partner. You can get both of them.
Okay. What about David?
I'll handle him. Quick, get back here.
I'll see you two later.
Better stay out here, Mr. Finley.
Oh, no, 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 indeed. I'm going inside with you.
Hello, Davis. Taking a trip?
Autry.
Yes, and I'm here, too. Oh, you scoundrel.
You remember Mr. Finley, don't you, Davis? You called him by name in the coach when your boys came in.
That was to tip them off who I was, that I had the money.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Why, of course you'll deny you signaled the engineer to slow down the train before it reached Horseshoe Bend.
You're crazy.
And of course you'll deny that's my satchel there on the table and Mr. Autry's guns.
Now I don't deny anything.
Mr. Autry, he's got your guns.
Don't worry, Mr. Finley. They're the guns I use in my act at the rodeo, and they're loaded with blanks.
Blanks?
For sure. I'll show you.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Oh, that was an extremely effective uppercut.
Yeah, another minute or two, and our friend here might have really shot up the place.
Indeed? Oh, he could... Oh, dear me. I thought you said your guns were loaded with blanks.
You can't break a target with blanks, Mr. Finley.
No, you couldn't. You mean those bullets were real? Oh, bless my soul. I may faint.
Folks, whether you're in Canada, Texas, or the United States, or anywhere else in the world, there's one song that always brings back memories. Maybe you'd like to sing it along with us. Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light blowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you. All right, gang, why don't all of us try to sing, huh?
Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
Thanks very much there, folks. I'm glad that you like that song.
Many writers and travelers have called Nevada a thirsty land. But these same folk will hasten to tell you of its great history as a part of the West. And for our cowboy classic today, we'll tell you another side of the story. When the golden sun is slowly sinking down behind the mountains to the west, then of you, sweetheart, I'm always thinking, just fashioning a dream, I love the best. When it's night time in Nevada, I'm dreaming of the old days on the prairie and you. I miss you when the campfire is gleaming, and I wonder if you miss me too. I can see the great divide and the trail we used to ride, the only bit of heaven I knew. When it's night time in Nevada, I'm dreaming of the old days on the prairie and you.
I can see the great divide and the trail we used to ride, the only bit of heaven I knew. When it's night time in Nevada, I'm dreaming of the old days on the prairie and you.
And now, this is Gene Autry asking you to keep thinking of us until we're back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gypsum weed, I'm back in the saddle again.
Next week at this same time, Gene Autry and all the gang from Melody Ranch will be heard over these same stations. This is Charlie Lyon inviting you to be tuned our way.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.